Indigenous Australians die almost 20 years younger than other members of the population due to a wide range of factors. And while primary health care is needed, it also needs to be culturally appropriate and accessible. That's why Indigenous community-controlled health services can make such a difference to Indigenous health outcomes. Yarrabah residents will soon gain from both, with plans for a $10.7 million primary health care centre to be completed by late next year. Yarrabah Mayor Vince Mundraby says the centre is not only a positive move towards better health care in the community, but also a step towards Aboriginal control over health issues.
Well, it's a good thing for our community. That means now our women can give birth on our country. We'll have doctors, we'll have dentists, we'll have palliative care people and other services that have been missing here, especially in regards to health from the community for a long time. But it's also a control. This is a good example of Indigenous people controlling their own issues in a way that is appropriate for the community.
The Yarrabah community may be gaining control over health, but it's a different story with housing. The Queensland Government has given its own branch, QBuild, exclusive building and maintenance rights in Aboriginal shires. From July, housing tenants in Aboriginal shires from the Gulf of Carpentaria to Cherbourg will have to call QBuild in Brisbane to organise repairs to their homes. Mr Mundraby says the state government made the decision without consulting the shire councils, and the effects of the decision will be dire.
Would need to realign our workforce. The impact would be 35 to 40 people. Long-term employers of the council would have to be retrenched. Some of these have been employed for over 17 years. We have a couple of apprentices, and they're in all programs, from a plumber to a chippy to an electrician to a glazier. So the effects would be devastating, especially for a community that is trying to get people into the workforce and have meaningful jobs.
Mr Mundraby says it's not just workers who will be affected by the change, but also the tenants themselves, as maintenance and repairs will be more difficult to fix through QBuild.
Well, the cost of repairs would actually go up, especially if there's going to be an external contractor, not to mention the time frame in which these repairs would be done. And I guess the upfront and close contact that our people have in regards to what is appropriate, culturally appropriate, when these works need to be done, because we are living in an Indigenous community.